Number 43 in the game program, number one in your heart.
Passes off to Thanasis, who rocks the rim of Antetokounmpo style right there.
All Thanasis, all the time.
Thanasis has it on the near wing. He's crossing over. Going to work. Takes it in. Powers it up and in.
Thanasis Adetokounmpo sits down for honest and fun conversations.
He's going to drive inside right to the rack. Stuffs it down with a one-hand jam. Thanasis.
This is Thanalysis.
Welcome to another episode of Analysis, man. It's about that time. Playoff, baby.
Playoff time.
Yes, sir.
Season is officially over.
Yes.
The regular season is done.
Yeah, but before we start, Tony, I want to give a big thank you to you guys. You guys have been amazing. Like this is unreal. Every page is growing. You guys are just constantly giving us feedback. Like, comment, subscribe. But, man, what a joy in the family. Everybody who subscribes and comments and follows, like we appreciate you for joining the family and supporting. Let's get it.
So I want to get right into it. Obviously, it's playoff time here in Milwaukee. Last year didn't go as we all hoped and as we all planned, but we clear the calendar. It's a new day.
That's all you can do, man.
When you talk about fans when it comes to the playoffs, so we had Mr. Bucks and Six in the ESPN Milwaukee studios a couple weeks ago, Brandon Jennings.
Yeah.
And he was asked about fans for the playoffs. Yes. And he said, and we'll clean it up a little bit for the podcast, but he said, I need the fans to keep that hostile.
Yeah.
He said, keep it hostile. What do you as a team need from fans in the arena, outside the arena? What do you guys need from the fans for this playoff?
No. I need the environment to be suffocating. I want when teams come to step in that building before they warming up. I feel like, oh my God, what's going on? Like, the building's shaking. What's going on? Because it's our city, and it's our home court, and we got this. And not only that, you got to think about this. This is the energy we've had for so many years without a championship. We tasted it now, one championship, and we want to do it again as a team, as a staff, as individuals, and as a city, as a community. We want to do it again, you know. And regardless of what everybody else got to say, well, you know, small city, not small, like, we do this, bro. We do this. We work hard, and we want to accomplish this. You know what I mean? Love your jacket, by the way.
Brought out the playoff jacket. Yeah. It's a big day. But that little pregame speech gave me the chills a little bit. Let's get it. Playoff time.
Playoff time, baby.
So when you – obviously, this podcast, you've had a lot of different guests on and things like that. And one of the guests you had on recently, now a couple weeks ago, Chris Haynes from TNT – mm-hmm. Sure, he'll be in Milwaukee. I'm sure he'll be hitting you up for scoops on the team.
Oh, yeah. I'm not giving him nothing.
But no, nothing.
Like, now, don't hit me up, Chris. Don't text me. Don't do none of that. He already knows, though. That's why. Yeah. Don't text me.
Chris is good people. But you guys, for a little bit on the podcast, now I can go check it out, too, but you talked about your role on the team.
Yeah.
And it had me fired up because I don't think people really understand what every single player on a roster means to that team.
Yeah.
And the internet's a terrible place. That's what I have to say about the internet.
It's not. Listen.
Some of it.
Yeah. No, they just follow. Some people just do that to want other people to argue with. But, you know, I get the whole entertaining stuff. Like, oh, okay, you know, you miss a layup or you shoot the ball like that. It's cool. But, like, coming to my role for the team, like, oh, I give 100% every time. You know, I work out every, like, everybody who knows, I work my ass off every day, nonstop. Why do you think people listen to me? Why do you think people come out and say, like, oh my God, he's a great teammate. Oh my God, he's a Jeff T came out and said he was also like an assistant. Like, he comes in and he tells you what to do, where to be, because I study the game. I do this. I don't take zone days off. Like, I watch countless of hours of film, and I do this. And you know why they listen to me? And I said, because I do it with no agenda. I don't have nothing to win. I have mentor guys who play in front of me. You know how hard that is for me being as a competitor. As a guy who want to feed my family, and I want to play more minutes. I want to start, like, and telling the guy who plays in front of me and tell him exactly, like, hey, bro, this is what you got to do better, with no agenda. And that's why they listen, because they're like, this guy really says the truth, and really, that's why. And, you know, I've had this trade. Like, I told you, like, one of my trades has been dependable. And when people look at me, they're like, yeah, I can depend on him. But moving forward, like, my role is just to do this. And you know, ups and downs, don't play this, that, lose, don't lose. Like, always have a smile on my face and do it with, like, charisma and grace, and not like, there's nothing worse. Can you imagine? There's nothing worse than somebody looking at you and be like, oh, he didn't play. That's why he's like that. But then he's looking at you and be like, oh my God, this guy is unfazed. This guy is smiling all the time. Like this guy is, and look at him first in the gym again. Damn, he hasn't played for like 5 games straight. Again in the gym.
First in the gym.
Shoot again. Practice again. You know why? Not only because of that, because I got to set the tone for my brother. Like my brother sees me like, damn, I got to go hard lately. This guy, he don't even, like, I have to. So that's how you set the tone. That's how you build the winning culture. But that's it.
That's it. I don't want to talk anymore.
That's casual. I don't want to talk about it more anymore. But it's about the team, you know, about us winning. So
give me a little bit of insight on the team just as the playoffs are here. And by that, I just mean, like, honestly, just the excitement. The regular season's over.
Excitement, but the other thing is health. Health. Number one, guys. Health. Let's get to there. Let's get there healthy. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get there healthy. And let's fight. That's all I can ask for.
Fight?
Yeah, let's fight. Let's fight. And then see who comes out on top. That's it. You know, and I need to see this. Like, from everybody, like, man, I think, like, we have a little section, you know, after the best, like, they go crazy. I need the whole gym like that.
Okay.
I need the whole gym like that. And you know, people have been asking me about my pregame. Have you seen my pregame before?
Oh, yeah.
My pregame?
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I'm gonna say it in the podcast for one time. Yeah, okay, so you want to do it with me? I'll do it.
I don't know if I know it by heart, but.
No, I'll do it.
Okay.
The only thing you got to do is, woo.
All right, let's get it.
Woo. Okay. When I say, I'm going to say a sentence, and then you got to be like, woo.
Woo.
Okay. And if I say, let's say, example. First, we hit the flow like,
ooh.
You good?
Yep. Okay. Good.
First, we hit the flow like,
ooh.
Starting five like,
ooh.
Bitch mob like,
ooh.
Any sound like,
ooh.
Hit the flow like,
ooh.
Defense like,
ooh.
Offense like,
ooh.
Let's go.
You got me hyped up. Let's go, baby.
You felt it.
Let's get it.
Let's felt it. So that's the feeling I want the fans to have. Whoever listen, whoever watch, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
Every game.
Yes, sir.
How do you end this podcast? Boxing what?
Boxing six, man. Follow, subscribe, like, comment. You guys have been amazing. Let's get in Milwaukee. Playoff time.